This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. The federal government wants to change the way it protects our water, but many farmers call the new policy regulatory overreach. The next president will have to wade into this issue. So we asked Harvest Public Media's Christopher Husted to look into what the candidates have been saying about clean water.
Modern farming takes a lot of chemicals, and those chemicals take a toll on our water. Nitrates that run off Midwest farm fields have made drinking water unsafe in some small towns and big cities and contributes to the dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico.
I think there's a growing consensus that something absolutely must be done, but the big issue is who's going to pay for it.
Joe Warren is a part-time farmer near Hastings, Iowa. He says he wants to know how the next president will work toward cleaning up the water.
It's a huge problem because herding cats is easier than getting farmers to agree on anything.
Last year, the Obama administration tried to tackle the problem with new regulations. They initially called the guidelines the Waters of the United States Rule, or WOTUS. It's an attempt to clarify which bodies of water federal agencies have authority over under the Clean Water Act.
I read that thing about four times, and I thought, what the heck are they talking about? You'd have to have 14 maps to know how far upstream you're to reach.
The rules kicked up a lot of dust in farm country. Farmers want a rule that clearly defines which puddle, pond, and stream the Environmental Protection Agency oversees. Many are worried the agency will use the rules to control their farmland, land they say the federal government has no business regulating.
I proposed a moratorium on new federal regulations that are not compelled by Congress or public safety.
Republican nominee Donald Trump in a September speech to the Economic Club of New York.
This includes eliminating some of our most intrusive regulations, like the Waters of the U.S. Rule.
Trump also says he'd review the Clean Water Act and make sure states have more of a say in controlling their water.
We've got to bring people together.
On the other side, we have Democrat Hillary Clinton. She says she stands by WOTUS because it does provide clarity and it maintains regular exemptions for common farming practices.
I'm Hillary Clinton, and I approve this message.
The American Farm Bureau Federation, one of the country's largest farm organizations, does not endorse a candidate, but has led the push to toss out WOTUS. Don Parrish, Senior Director of Congressional Relations, says abolishing the rule, as Trump calls for, is a must to keep farmers afloat.
This is an agachi system. This has laid the foundation for litigation that is going to tie farmers up six ways from Sunday.
Parrish says many farmers understand their role in pollution and have been making changes for decades without WOTUS, and the EPA should let farmers continue that trend.
I think you're going to see more and more recognition that farmers want to contribute and be part of the solution.
I don't think it would be dramatically different under the 2015 rule.
Sandy Zellmer is an environmental law professor at the University of Nebraska. She says Clinton's plan of pushing WOTUS forward just wouldn't be that big of a deal on the ground.
In fact, I don't see anything in the 2015 rule that would be dramatically different in terms of impacts to farm country than basically the way the agencies have been approaching Clean Water Act jurisdiction for years.
With the rules, without the rules, water pollution will remain a big problem for the next president. While vague on the details, both candidates have at least said incentivizing conservation by farmers is key.
To do it on a mass scale through the whole Midwest is a huge undertaking financially, and farmers can't do it on their own.
Iowa farmer Joe Warren hopes the next president creates a multi-pronged plan that addresses the difficult reality of keeping our water clean, and that it has strong financial backing to see it through.
It's incremental, and it's difficult, and it requires talking to many farmers and getting peer pressure going.
Currently, the Clean Water Rule is tied up in court, thanks to a multi-state lawsuit seeking to annul the rule. Which means if it lands on the desk of the president, it will likely be the next president. Christopher Husted, Harvest Public Media.
That story comes to us through our partnership with Harvest Public Media. More information at harvestpublicmedia.org.